The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1, Lecture 5. Espionage in the Time of the Religious Wars.
The father of modern intelligence, Sir Francis Walsingham, is the man most credited with opening the doors to new ways of gaining information for governmental purposes. In his life and service to Queen Elizabeth I, who reigned from 1559 to 1602, Walsingham uncovered three massive plots to assassinate the Queen and to restore a Catholic monarchy in England. He also helped to save the monarchy from Spanish invasion, and his successor, Sir Robert Cecil, the son of Walsingham's mentor, discovered and quashed the gunpowder plot in November 1605, a Catholic conspiracy that aimed to assassinate the entire government of England, the king, his successors, and members of Parliament by detonating 50 kegs of gunpowder under Parliament. In the next two lectures, we will explore the preeminent role of espionage in England in the 16th and early 17th centuries, and from this era, the proliferation of espionage services as intrinsic components of modern statehood throughout Europe and the New World. To better understand Walsingham's role as the first modern spymaster, we have to go back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth's father, King Henry VIII. Henry VIII was crowned king in 1509. His coronation followed 7 years after the death at age 15 of his elder brother Arthur, the Prince of Wales. Henry married his brother's wife of 20 weeks, the Spaniard Catherine of Aragon, after her oath that the marriage to Henry's brother had not been consummated and was therefore not binding in the eyes of the Catholic Church. Within the first few years of marriage, Catherine's inability to give birth to surviving children, with the exception of a daughter, Mary I, alarmed Henry VIII. He needed a male heir to reign as king after he died and to carry on the Tudor family line. In fact, it is during Henry's reign that the Protestant movement began to take hold in England. Despite popular belief, Henry himself was a devout Catholic. By 1521, Henry no longer believed Catherine was capable of childbirth. By 1526, Henry VIII was searching for a way to have his marriage to Catherine declared invalid. He found his answer in the Old Testament of the Bible, in which it was declared that a man may not marry his brother's widow. Although Catherine claimed that her marriage to Arthur was never consummated, Henry would use her alleged deception as grounds for divorce. Around 1527, Henry had fallen in love with Anne Boleyn, and by 1528, he decided that Boleyn would be the next Queen of England. While his request for release from the marriage to Catherine of Aragon awaited a final decision by the Pope, Henry banished Catherine from the royal court until the divorce was final. Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon were both devout Catholics, which made obtaining a divorce quite difficult. The only way to end Henry's marriage was to prove that Catherine had consummated her marriage with Arthur. It was Catherine's word against Henry's, and Catherine certainly did not want the divorce, especially because this would mean that their child, Mary, had no right to succession. Henry initially sought to get his marriage annulled by Pope Clement VII. It was only after the Pope's refusal to grant an annulment that Henry, persuaded by Anne Boleyn, consulted new literature regarding the denial of papal authority. It is in this struggle over marriage and divorce that eventually led to Henry's decision to adopt Protestantism as the official religion in England. It was with the assistance of Thomas Cromwell, first minister in the newly established Church of England, and with covert French support, that Anne and Henry were eventually married in 1533. Anne's coronation took place in June, and by September, she gave birth to her first child, the future Queen Elizabeth I. It was after Anne Boleyn's failure to produce a male heir and Henry's allegation that she was committing adultery and therefore treason that Anne was beheaded in 1536. The day after Anne's execution, Henry became engaged to Jane Seymour, his third wife. Henry would go on to marry three more women after Jane Seymour. However, Jane would become the only one to supply Henry with his much-desired son and future heir to the throne, Edward.